Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Holy Tuesday is often referred to as Busy Tuesday. And I think we can all appreciate why, after hearing the extended reading of what Jesus said and did on that day, which still didn't include the text of many of the parables that Jesus told. For the most part, Busy Tuesday was a final opportunity for Jesus to accomplish a few different goals. To teach the people who were still willing to listen, to expose the lies, hypocrisy, and unbelief of the Jewish leaders, and to give his own disciples and future generations the instructions they and we would need to make it not only through Holy Week, but through the coming years and all the way up to his second coming. First, let's run through the list of Tuesday's events. Jesus defended his authority before the Jewish leaders. He spoke three parables against them: the parable of the two sons sent out into the vineyard, the parable of the vine dressers who were wicked, and the great wedding banquet for the king's son. He was tested by the Herodians concerning paying taxes to Caesar, by the Sadducees concerning the resurrection, and by the Pharisees concerning the great commandment. Then Jesus questioned them about the Christ and the Son of David, being David's son and David's Lord, which put an end to all their testing. Then Jesus gave an angry, fire and brimstone sermon against the scribes and Pharisees. Woe to you, you hypocrites! He was shown a ray of hope, two rays of hope, actually, one in a humble widow as she put her two little mites into the treasury, which he said was more than all the rich men threw in. And also in the desire of the Greeks to come and see Jesus. He instructed his disciples about the destruction of Jerusalem and the end times and his return for judgment, and then told them the parables of the 10 virgins and the talents and the sheep and the goats. Finally, he prophesied his arrest in 2 days' time, which would be followed by his suffering, death, and resurrection. And then Judas went to the Jewish leaders and agreed to sell his Lord for 30 pieces of silver. What shall we say about all this? Which part shall we focus on in the brief time we have left together this evening? Let's focus on Jesus' statement, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." This he said, signifying by what death he would die. Since the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, way back in Cana, he had been telling his disciples that his hour had not yet come. Several times people had tried to kill Jesus, even in his hometown of Nazareth, but no one could touch him because his hour had not yet come. Several people had wanted Jesus to reveal himself to the world as the Messiah, to draw all people to himself in that way, but he couldn't. He wouldn't, because his hour had not yet come. Finally now, on Busy Tuesday of Holy Week, Jesus knows that his hour has come, that it's only 2 days away until the devil, the ruler of this world, will manipulate the minds of the men who belong to the unbelieving world to have Jesus seized and put on trial, that it's only 3 days away until he is lifted up from the earth on a cross. Will he shrink back from it? Of course not. This is why the Father sent him. This is what he signed up for. And while he does not look forward to dying, as we will see most acutely in his prayers in the Garden of Gethsemane, he is able to see what his death will accomplish. It will produce much grain. It will make it possible for sinful men, for you and me, to be accepted by a holy God who designed this sacrifice of atonement to be the sufficient payment for the sins of the world. The preaching of his death will change the hearts of millions, as we are shown the extent to which God was willing to go to save us from the ruler of this world by handing over his beloved Son, his obedient Son, his innocent Son, to the devil and his allies among men, so that they might do to him whatever they wanted. And by giving his life into death for our sins, the Lord Jesus would cast out the devil, the ruler of this world. The strong man would be bound by the stronger man. The devil's ability to accuse believers would be nullified. His ability to drag us to hell would be removed. And one day the devil himself will be completely taken out of the picture because of the victory of the Lord Jesus. Jesus sees what will happen when he is lifted up from the earth onto a cross. He sees the countless numbers of men from all over the world who will be drawn to him, drawn to know God through his sacrifice, and to trust in him as their Savior and King. It's what kept him going through that Holy Week. Who, as it says in the book of Hebrews, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising its shame. And you are part of that. Part of the reason why Jesus allowed himself to be lifted up on the cross. Part of the joy that sustained him through the agony and the pain. Part of the purpose of all his busyness on busy Tuesday, that you might know everything you need to know and believe everything you need to believe in order to be saved. Take that knowledge, take that faith, and let it determine how you live from now on. That the life you live in the body, you no longer live for yourself, but for him who loved you and gave himself for you. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.